Blog Talk Radio.
Do I do it, baby? Do I do it?
Welcome to another edition of BlogTalkRadio.com on the Hear No Evil show. If you are tuning in, please turn either your volume down or your phone down. Caller calling in from a 326 area code. How are you? Welcome to BlogTalkRadio.com. Hello. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air. Okay, we may have a shy caller. You're calling in from a 336 area code. Please say who you are. Thank you for calling in. Hello. Okay, if you are trying to speak, we are unable to hear you. Maybe you need to take the phone off the speaker. Can you hear me? Hello. We're unable to hear you. If you're trying to call in, please try back. Thank you. That person is definitely getting disconnected. I don't know what they were trying to do. You know, sometimes when you call into one of these online radio shows and you're in motion, like if you're in a car or something like that, you have to take into account that this is high tech, and if with everything, with modern technology, nothing works like a regular phone call. So you have to think about the locations, especially if you're calling from another state. Also, if you are around a whole lot of wind or crowd, or if you are around metal and you're bouncing off, you know, sometimes signals are not going through. So you have to take into account. Also, when you call into a radio show that happens to be online, I learned this the hard way. Do not speak on speaker. You have to actually put the phone up to your ear. Now, I know BlogTalkRadio.com used to allow people to talk via the internet, but for some reason, they don't allow people to do that anymore. So now you have to dial in. So you have to actually pick up your phone and put the phone to your ear or get a headset and turn the volume just medium, okay? But anyway, I want to talk to you about marrying for love. You'll have to prove it. Now, for non-citizens, marrying an American is still one of the easiest ways to get legal residency, but it's gotten a little harder. Some marry for love, others marry for security. Still others marry for the benefits that come with living in America legally. In the years since the September 11th terror attacks, as the nation's policies toward immigrants and outsiders have changed, marriage has emerged as one of the easier ways for a non-citizen to become documented. Now, concurrently, the government has stepped up enforcement and examines potential cases of marriage fraud much more closely. In the ultimate immigrant's gateway city of New York and around the United States, this has brought heartache to some legitimate would-be spouses who endure lengthy approval processes that test their relationships as much as their patience. As the number of immigrants seeking legal residency in the United States through marriage has risen by a dramatic 49% from 183,796 in 2003 to over 400,000 people now, denials of adjustment of status applications also have increased markedly, along with arrests and prosecutions in the categories covering marriage fraud. So you guys that are petitioning for Uncle Sam's blessings and you're doing it just to become citizens, you got to be real careful about, you know, spending money with potential Americans because you want to be an American. You have to really, 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 really consider. Now, I know a lot of people that are doing this on a regular. If you notice an influx of a lot of people from a certain nationality or ethnicity all of a sudden getting married or having a whole bunch of kids, you should really question their motives, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you should not get married for love of money, but don't get married just to be a citizen, okay? Because there are a lot of problems that Americans have right now, overpopulation, lack of jobs, you know, high crime in the cities, you know, overcrowded schools. So think about it. If you really, really want to go to that length of getting married to be a citizen and not really be in love with the individual that you are marrying, you have to think about all of the consequences that come along with that. Okay? But at the same time, I appreciate and I respect those of you that do want to get married. We're going to talk about some of these girls on these reality shows. I wish I had more than an hour to discuss this, and I really wish people would start calling in so that we could really chit-chat, because I don't want to seem like I'm opinionated. I just want feedback. I want to know what you guys and you guys are, girls are thinking when it comes to marriage, because I'm noticing a lot of things is happening that's not traditional. So I'll be right back. I'm going to take you back to some hit and run a little bit of Halloween. Thank you for calling in blogtalkradio.com, and this is a Hear No Evil Hour. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was just calling to be on the check-in.
Hey, you on the check-in. What's your name?
My name is Tad.
Terrence?
Tad, T-A-D.
Oh, Tad. Hey, Tad. Well, are you calling in to talk about the marry for love or money topic? Because we want to know what you think about people that get married for love or for money or for citizenship or for sex or just, you know, just for any crazy reasons other than the norm.
Yeah, that's just crazy because I don't even know what the norm is anymore, because most people do get married for love. Most people do get married for money because, you know, I know a myriad of people who got married for both reasons. And somewhere down the line, they pretty much got it twisted that they're no longer happy with the decision. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would get married for love and money personally, because I do need a partner that can help in these trying economical times. But, you know, love sometimes just don't cut it, you know, because you can love somebody, but if they're not productive and, you know, they don't have no ambition or drive to do anything, what good is that love? Because sooner or later, you're going to start resenting them.
That sounds like the 21st century male speaking. Because if you talk to any of the cats that are, like, older than you, maybe like your father's age or your grandfather's age, they will say, well, they were the breadwinner and the woman is supposed to stay home and take care of the kids or the house, blah, blah, boom, boom, boom. But nowadays, cats want you to bring money to the table. You know, they don't want to carry that weight.
Yeah.
Now, where did that come from? Do you
think
women's lib has something to do with it?
Not so much women's lib. I think the commercialism and, you know, the state of America as a whole, you know, given the financial crisis, you know, one income just can't cut it anymore, let alone two. Because you can have a partner that's working, but with the way everything is going up in prices, you know, it's really hard to, you know, get your children involved in extracurricular sports because that's going to cost, child care costs. You want to have transportation for your family, the mortgage. TV isn't even free anymore. I mean, everything's cost now. So you really need, you know, someone that can at least meet you halfway. You know what I mean?
Now, Ted, what state do you live in?
Oh, I live in New York.
Oh, okay. See, I figured it. The reason why I asked you is because you were talking about the way the cost of living, blah, 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 because when you talk, like, I've had other people email me, like, from southern states, and their whole reasons for getting married tend to be a little different from people in the north. Like, they don't even talk about the cost of living because the cost of living to them is not as high as it is for people that live in the north. But they talk about for credit. They want to get married for credit purposes or to build a family. You see what I'm saying? So it's funny that you said, you know, you can't afford to do this and that. But being from New York, I do know that there are ways of obtaining certain things for your kids that are actually free, but a lot of people just don't know, you know, how to do the research. So there are situations out there that you can check out that the city of New York offers, like Department of Recreation. They have all type of free programs for kids. It's just a matter of knowing and having resources. But you are 100% right that people should bring something to the table. I don't think it's fair that one person should bear the burden. I think that takes a lot of stress and brings it to the relationship when the man or the woman, because I do know a lot of men lately are stay-at-home dads.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're getting a little Social Security on the side or whatever, or they're doing a little off-the-books situation, and the females are bringing in the
dough. And you know, I was gonna say that, you know, because you know, we're turning out more women in colleges, and more brothers is going to jail. So it's like women are predominantly the breadwinners now, this day and age. You know what I mean? And me personally, you know, I respect the woman who's employed. You know, and I have a situation similar to that because my lady makes more than me. And we used to talk about this in the early part of our relationship. She acted, I have a problem that she made more than me. And I told her, no, the problem that I do have is most women that make more than their men are pretty much in a supervisory position at work. And there's a boss. And they don't know when to cut that off when they get home to the men. Now, if you a stand-up dude, because not all males are men. I am a man, though. But you know, as a man, there's a certain way you talk to them. There's a certain way you address men. That's why so many men don't always argue and fight like you'll see women do on these reality shows and talk shows and just women we know in our life personally that don't have respect for one another like men do, because men understand there's always a way you approach a man even when you disagree with him. But some women with the newfound independence don't get that. So they come into a relationship like, I don't need you for nothing, because I make my own money, I'm educated. However, we all need each other. I would never say I don't need a woman. I would never say, I'd be lying if I said that. I need my mother. Thank God both my grandmothers alive, and I love them both. So I pretty much try to pattern myself after my grandfather, God bless his soul, because he's from the South, and it was to keep the family together, because there was a point where only his income could sustain the household. But fast forward this day and age, that is not the case, and that's what I explained to my lady. You know, because we're pretty good, you know, and she does make more than me, and I don't feel emasculated, and I'm not intimidated by that, though some brothers may be. But sometimes it's more than the money.
But you know what? But you know what? It's more than the money. And another thing that women need to do is stop, like what you just made a very good point of, not learning how to tone down and, in so many words, stay a lady, keep your voice at a level that's not irritating, because being a female with six brothers, I understood that at a very early age, that men don't really want to hear that high-pitched, loud screaming voice, because it takes it to another level as far as like a challenge. And women have a tendency of having that type of attitude when they come from single-parent households, and they really don't know how it is to communicate with a man. And then when they get on this job and they tend to work hard and for whatever reason get those big positions, it kind of goes to their heads, and they don't know when to turn it off. And which is really crazy, because that takes away from the communication at home. And in regards to people working together, I just feel that relationships are a business, whether you're married or not. And everything should be 50-50. You know, you should have your money, his money, and then your money together. That's just, you know, I think that would work better. And I thank you for calling in. You know, calling in and also thank your family for showing you a model of how to be in a relationship, because a lot of brothers are really intimidated by women that are educated. And I've gone through this, like, probably, you know, in my adult life after I got separated. When you have a more education or more work experience or goals and talents, and you are attracted to a person that does not fall into the same category, instead of them taking advantage of what you can bring to the table, they tend to shy away. But really, that's their own insecurities that they're dealing with.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because we know how this society is, where the woman is put on a pedestal to try to break the family up, because we know where that comes from. But if a smart woman knows all the tricks of the trade, and she knows when to tone it down. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate you calling in, and thank you for being in a solid relationship and being able to respect the fact that your lady may make more than you, but your two heads are always better than one.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, listeners, that is a human being that is after my own heart, and God bless him and his girl for being able to be in a relationship together, because like I said earlier, a lot of men could not handle a female that's making more money than them, okay? Now, if you marry for love or money, or for both reasons, give me a call, 347-989-0761, because we're getting it in tonight. Be right back.
pick LSD album version.
Boy, that's when records were 10 and 15 minutes long. Hit and run, gotta be number one. Yeah, tonight's topic, would you marry for love or money, is the hot topic. I'm getting a lot of emails. I'm getting a lot of calls from guys and girls that are just ashamed to talk on the radio. Don't be ashamed. You don't even have to tell me who your real name is. Just call in and give your opinion. But I'm going to talk to you right now about why marrying for money isn't a bad idea. According to Jessica Wakeman, there's this new book out called Smart Girls Marry Money: How Women Have Been Duped Into the Romantic Dream and How They Are Paying for It, by a girl by the name of Elizabeth Ford and another one, Daniela Drake. Now, forget for a moment that they annoyingly refer to grown women as girls in their title, and check out their thesis. Because for a variety of reasons, men earn more money than women. It's a wise move to marry someone who could provide for you and your family. Now, if you feel like that, call me now, 347-928-3049. Now, Jessica says she hasn't read the book, so she has no idea if it's filled with sexist swill or not. But just reading Newsweek's article about the book, it sounds like pretty sensible advice. Now, before you get upset, she acknowledges a bunch of things that she knows to be true. Yes, women earn less than men, sometimes for a lot of sexist reasons, and that discrimination must stop. And yes, mothers get mommy tracked and their careers are stalled. And of course, there are all kinds of misfires to the marry rich idea, such as the rich guy who is an asshole. But that doesn't change the fact that marrying a man with money can be a better idea than marrying someone who is broke. Now let's flip this on the other side. How many men out there would marry a woman just for her money? Please give me a call right now, 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. I want to know what you feel. Call me now.
I can't tell no more. Never have been.
Welcome. We have a caller calling in from 502 area code. Welcome to Hear No Evil on the blogtalkradio.com show. How are you?
How are you, darling? What's going on? This is Chandra.
Hey, what's going on, Chandra? How are you? Happy holidays.
Same to you. Same to you and your family.
Same to you. Listen, tonight's topic, would you marry for love or money? What do you think about that?
Actually, I mean, it may sound cliche-ish, but love to me is best than money, because love is something you would want to do, and money is like work. I mean, you'll be working all the time. You're working at home, working at work for money. You know, you have to have something that you're doing because you actually love doing it.
Okay, so when you say you're marrying for love, but love don't pay those bills.
Well, if you love someone, all of that should be included in it. I mean, there are things that have to combine in order to call it love. Love takes care. Love perseveres. Love doesn't judge. Love thinks you're pretty when you think that you're ugly. So, of course, finances are a factor.
True, but do you believe that marriages without love are a sham?
I do believe so. I think it's pointless. I mean, because if that's the case, you can go ahead and get you a corporation and get you a partnership and do all of that thing and make your money if it's all about money. But, yes, I do think that marriages without love is a total sham.
Now, a healthy person who takes care of his or her body will make for a happier spouse than one who catches the plague and dies on the honeymoon. While you shouldn't let people's physical limitations deter you from loving and marrying them, you might want to watch out for someone who will enlist you to run a double marathon with her or him when your idea of exercise is blinking more than once a minute. Now, some people get married for love, and then 5-10 years later, they start getting unattractive. Like, what is your advice for people that are in relationships when the physical attraction seems to damper?
Okay, that is a serious question. The physical things are going to damper. I mean, it's just like fruits, vegetables, any little thing. Things decay, physical things decay. If your sexual drive towards a person is A, mostly physical, yeah, it's going to damper. And if it is physical and you both enlisted for that physical union, then you must not love me if you're not taking care of yourself. I must not love you, you know, because we signed on for this physical thing. That was one of the most important things that we could not live without in order to live with each other. So, yeah, you must not love me. I mean, if you signed in for other things and your physical attraction came from a different place, then, yeah, go for it. Fall apart. You guys will love it.
Wow, Chandra, you know, that's a very good point that you raised. So what else is going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, out here it's pretty cold, but it's not as cold as New York. We still can walk around with little short jackets and stuff like that. We're gearing up for the fashion season to begin. January is right around the corner. So it's a lot of stuff shaking out here in Louisville.
Like what? Where are you calling from? 502 area code?
Yes, I'm calling it from Louisville, Kentucky. On Broadway, the happening little strip. It's the West End. It's Wild Wild West, Bucktown out here. But I have a little company that rests on the midways between East and West. And it's a nice design company. Right now we're gearing up for our fashion show. And
when is
promotions. That fashion show is actually February 18th. 2012, and that's going to showcase the spring and summer collection. I try to do this bi-yearly for each fashion season, and we are up to bat pretty soon. doing little
really?
Commercials.
So what's the name of the company, and where can people contact you?
The name of the company is called the Delphine of France Couture, which is daughter of France. We are likened to the Marie Antoinette sort of era as far as couture is concerned, very regal but sexy and down to earth as well. You can see me at 3050 West Broadway in Louisville, Kentucky. I am in Suite 2A and 2B upstairs. It's a nice little area. And my phone number is 502-618-3891.
Repeat that number again.
I'm sorry. 502-541-3931. There are two phone numbers, but it's 3931.
Okay. And when is the fashion show going to take place?
And the fashion show is February 18th, 2012, on a Saturday between 6 and 9.
Uh-huh. Will it be at the location of your business?
Yes, it is. We have a banquet hall downstairs in our building that my landlord, Mr. Ciprain, was very nice to lease out to me each time, and he has very good rates. So, yes, we are going to do it in this building. I chose to do it that way because I need to pack the house and do it on my own terms. So
now when you say you're doing fashion, like what type of models will you be using? Will you be using one size fit all models or just one or a diverse? What type of clothing will people be able to get from you? Is it one-of-a-kind pieces?
Yes, actually, couture is made to order sort of gowns and garments. We have silks and leathers and, of course, the trademark mink leg warmers. We also have them in fox. Women can come and purchase those things and order from the samples that we have available. We also do alterations here, so if you have a suit or something that doesn't fit you quite right, I do alterations here on the premises. We have professional steaming and everything for those up-to-date coming linen suits that'll be out. They like to wear those a lot, and it's hard to iron that sort of thing. So, yes, we steam it out and make it fit you just right.
Wow. And so do you work with the average worker, or do you just cater to the stars?
I cater to both. I have some ready-to-wear clothes that the average person would like to wear, and they have been. We also do sheets for the little daycare centers out here because they are something that is needed a lot, and they're always having to have regulations, no spots or anything. So, yes, we deal with those businesses as well. As far as the high-end customer, yes, we cater to them as well. It's kind of avant-garde, so a lot of people come to see me around Halloween and for balls and occasions like that. The average person would do that because it's like, where would they wear the stuff to that is more couture-ish?
Now, would you be the type of designer that stylists can come to get clothing for music videos or commercials and stuff like that?
Yes, we can, but I mean, the sort of company that will work with any stylist. My only thing with a stylist, which is key, the lingerie that I make, because I make candy underwear and I make silk, very fine silks and laces and different things like that, intimates, things like that you will have to buy from me. That it's, not the sort of thing I lend out. And I've run into that a little bit, trying to explain, to some new, people that's to be sanitary is definitely key. So anything that touches you intimately, crotch-wise, or, not to be crass,
right,
but that sort of thing, yes, you will have to buy it from me, but I will give you a wonderful rate long as you do the correct thing as far as credits are concerned, because payment is not always cash.
Right.
You know. Ooh.
So what you're saying, you do bartering?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And what is your inspiration?
What is my inspiration? People may say this because I'm calling you, Darlene Lewis, but you are one of my biggest inspirations.
Oh,
and I remember speaking to you. Yep, we've had millions of talks before when you managed me as an artist, and I remember you saying, I am never going to stop until I have no arms, no legs, no wheelchair, and nobody to push me, and even then I'm going to be rolling. So I live by that. I live by it. No matter what, that inspires me to keep going. What inspires me to create is the water, ocean, going to an aquarium or just watching National Geographic, anything that has to do with water and fish that would spark a whole clothing line.
Wow, that's interesting because whenever I need to write, I tend to go to Virginia Beach or go to any beach and, like, throw money in the water and just listen to the waves and the water hit the rocks, and I come up with ideas, you know, based on the solitude of being at peace at the sea. So I definitely identify with the inspirational qualities of water, which is crazy because a lot of people, when I tell them that, they're like, water? Okay, you can let the water run. I say, yeah, well, sometimes when I'm in the bathroom, I'll let the faucet run because I'm thinking, I'm creating some type of something to write about, you know. But I wish you all the best. We are on for the next 6 minutes. Is there anyone that you would like to speak to tell them? And we also have another caller calling in from a 718 area code. We were talking about marriage, but you struck upon so many good points that I really don't know if there's any other things that we can talk about. But caller calling in from a 718 area code, how are you?
Hi, darling, this is Classy with the Twist. Can't get no better from the Facebook page. Calling and giving you a shout out. How are you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What's your name?
This is Classy with the Twist. Can't get no better. Calling from the Facebook page. Giving you a shout out. How are you, darling?
How are you? I'm fine.
Fine.
I'm on the line with a great designer by the name of Chandra Payton. And she and I were just talking about, you know, marriage and would people marry for love or for money. And what do you think about that?
Well, nowadays I would say they're marrying for money. Back when I got married, I believe it was for love. I've been with my husband for 30 years, and we will be married 14 years coming next June 17th.
Wonderful. Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
That's wonderful. Like, you don't even hear that anymore. You don't even hear that type of longevity, you know, anymore. I mean, that's, like, amazing to me.
Yep, a lot of people ask me, how do you do it? And I say, well, we tolerate each other, and you just can't run from the first thing. You know, when shit hits the fan, you just can't run. You got to stick in it. You know, it's for better or worse. You know, that's my motto. Anyway, I mean, it doesn't work for everybody, but it's been working for me.
Wow, well, you know what? On that note, I'm going to end the show out with you two ladies. I'm going to play some music from Ashford and Simpson. Because they had what I considered a very great long-term marriage. They were business partners. And, you know, we lost Nick a couple of months ago. But when I hear their music, I think about what they probably endured being married in the music industry with all of the obstacles and distractions that come with that industry. For them to have built a relationship from nothing to become some of the most great writers, songwriters of our time. And so I want to end it, you know, on that note. And also to congratulate you guys on your relationship. And, you know, thank you for calling in to let us know what it takes to keep a relationship solid. Thank you for calling in, both of you, and you have a happy new year. And Chandra, I wish you a lot of luck with your couture, and please continue to call in our show on a weekly
and
basis.
For love,
thank you, darling.
Right, thank
you
for having me on your radio station, darling. Right.
And soon both of us learn to trust, not run away.
There was no time to play.
We build it up
and build it up.
Now it's solid. Solid as a rock. That's what this love is. That's what we've got. Oh. Solid. Solid as a rock. And nothing changes. Take a chance.